Hi, this is Louisa Tanner Munson from astrologyboo.com, and this is a short forecast for Taurians and what the month of August 2014 has for them. What's in store for Taurians? So as we go into August, the sun is in your fourth house of home and instinctive behaviours and your childhood and all those kind of cosy places, which can cause a bit of neurosis because we don't always want to visit our home or examine it too much. But it is that place of security, and it's that time when we may not push ourselves forward into the limelight as much as usual. However, during that time, we tend to be concerned with making our homes very, very secure, to feel very comfortable in our own environment, and to really consider how our attitudes and behaviours support and nourish us rather than detract from us. So it might be a month where you are keeping your cards a little closer to your chest than usual. As we go into August, your thinking is very much around communicating with people in your local community, but in particular with your family. So it's a good time to address some of the ongoing disputes that might be happening. I wouldn't suggest trying to get any kind of reconciliation or movement around the 3rd to the 5th, because Mercury will be square Mars and Mars is going through your 7th house of relationships, and that makes things a little bit fiery and a little bit tense with your partners. It might be a time when you're finding fault in others quite readily, or when you feel slightly defensive towards other people's expectations of you. And also during that time, it's a time when you're noticing that people from outside of your home, outside of your immediate network, are beginning to notice you and recognise the attractiveness in you. Throughout the first half of August, you'll certainly be flirting. You have opportunities to meet new people and to spread the love far and wide, as far and as wide as you want to. And around the time of the full moon on the 10th, you may notice that there are some opportunities to get out into the limelight and to show off a little bit. If you're not really ready to show off and it's not your favourite way of getting attention and having your needs met, then I would really watch out for the 10th, because that will be a time of quite a lot of tenseness. And I don't think it would do you any favours. What I would recommend is that you hold back from making any permanent decisions until after the 16th, when you're able to feel a bit more creative with how you express yourself, and when you are feeling a lot more structured and a lot more in yourself. And then from the 22nd of August, things start to really begin to flow again, where you feel really free to be yourself once more. So don't make any big decisions at the beginning of the month. Hold back a little bit until after the 22nd. And then from the 25th, when we've got the new moon, you'll be really feeling creative and powerful enough to make new starts. So an interesting month for you, if not a little bit tense at the start, but it will get much better towards the end. Take care.